Good morning, everybody. Another audio boo from Woodworking in America. It's Sunday morning, and I have two seminars this morning. I'm going to spend some time with Chris Schwartz talking about flattening a board by hand. This is a topic that, you know, I feel pretty good about, so I'm really looking forward to going in and kind of talking some best practices with Chris. And then I have saw sharpening with Mike Winsloff, and this is a topic I'm really interested in because I'm really bad at it. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about my experience with Mike. First of all, this is probably the first seminar that I was able to actually get there a little ahead of time. This entire weekend has been kind of nonstop, and I always end up being at each seminar like right as it starts and kind of getting a seat in the back. And here I was actually able to sit in the front row. So got some really good footage of the seminar and got some good pictures. And basically, it was like having a one-on-one conversation with Mike sitting right in the front row. It was a totally different experience. But, you know, he took us through basic saw sharpening, four basic steps: jointing, shaping, setting, repointing, or actually honing the teeth. And then he said possibly sometimes you need to rejoint just to get a good look at the teeth, maybe the fleam or the lack of fleam has actually changed slightly after you set the teeth, and you might need to go back and rejoint a little bit. But one particular topic that I found interesting, and if you look at the attached photo on this audio boo, you'll see an excerpt from the handout he gave us, and it basically talks about crowding. When you've jointed the teeth and maybe one tooth doesn't have a flat top because it was shorter than the others, and how you angle the triangular file when going in to continue to keep the constant shape of the teeth you want. I will either push forward or pull back and angle that triangle file in order to keep the proper tooth shape. And it was just kind of a little subtlety that I hadn't really thought about before. It's probably something that I have unconsciously done, but again, something that you know, pay attention to so you're not getting crazily shaped teeth all up and down your saw. Definitely more to come on this topic in a Renaissance Woodworker episode further on down the line.